in 05 and 06, I deployed to Kuwait. I used to wait every day for them to say, nature going home. I missed my life, missed my wife. For 15 months, she was all alone. But when I got back, I felt out of control. Feeling entitled, I put my life on hold. I keep on drinking, so I'm sinking in a river of liquor. Me and my wife weren't alright, I didn't reconnect with her. I had a business, insurance agent, and rental properties. But is there something bigger than this? I know there's gotta be, so I invested in myself. I started seeing coaches. Life is a camera, I fixed the lens, and now I see in focus. Now my life's unrecognizable
from my life just a couple years ago.
17 plus years of marriage, it's never been better than this. And we got three kids, that's who I do it for. I'm called to be a leader. I'ma lead the way, cause I'm a firm believer. We can do anything we want. Look, if I said it, then I meant it. I probably already did it. Consider it done. Consider it done. If you need some inspiration, you should play this
Championship Leadership Podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Nate Bailey here, leader of the Championship Leadership Podcast, and I'm incredibly excited for today's guest, John Lee Dumas, host of the Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast. He's done and interviewed over 2,000 incredible entrepreneurs, including Tony Robbins, Seth Godin, Gary Vee, Barbara Cochran, Tim Ferriss, and many more. Had an awesome time with John today, JLD as he is known. And he served in the Army as an Army officer for 4 years, so very similar to me in my background as a lieutenant in the United States Army as well. And with that, I'm just excited to introduce you to John Lee Dumas. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Championship Leadership Podcast here, and I'm excited to have John Lee Dumas, host of the Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast. And thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
Nate, I'm fired up, my man. I don't know why you would leave Minnesota during the only good months of the year. Like, that should be against the law. But do what you got to do.
Yeah, you got that right. You got that right. Because it's actually warmer in Minnesota than it is in California today. But we're not here to talk about the weather. So Championship Leadership is the name of the podcast. What comes to mind for you? Like, what's the first thing you think of when you hear that term?
Listen. Champions put in the reps. They put in everything. I'm a Celtics fan, but Kobe Bryant was a genius when he said, why the heck would I go to college for a degree when I'm going to be playing basketball for my career? So at 17 years old, he went and became a professional basketball player, not a part-time basketball player, full-time student for a degree that he could get when he's 40 or never at all, because who needs it these days? No, he went and put in the reps. That's what champions do.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. And so you put in the reps. You have, I believe, over 2,000 episodes I saw on your website. And I know that you also, I believe we share a common background. I was an officer in the Army. I believe you were as well. And so talk to me, like, how did you get to where you were? Because obviously when you first started Entrepreneur on Fire, like, you started from scratch. No one knew who you were, or not many people knew who you were. You didn't, you know, zero episodes. You start from somewhere and you put in the reps along the way. Like, where did that come from for you? Where did you learn that? How did you get to the championship level leadership space that you're in today?
Well, first off, thank you for your service. Captain John Lee Dumas reporting for duty. I was a tank commander back in 2002 to 2010. Big Red One, 1st Infantry Division. So that was
cool
times for sure. So what I will say about that is this. Listen, when I had the idea to start a podcast, what did I do? I said, I'm going to be a really bad podcaster. I'm going to be a bad communicator, a bad host, a bad interviewer, because I've never done these things before. I didn't jump in an M1 A1 Abrams and know what to do. I had to get trained. I had to put in the work on the job training. I had to make things happen. It was the exact same thing as a podcaster. So I said, I'm not going to be some Joe Schmo and just do 4 episodes per month and do 50 per year. I'm going to get up every single day and I'm going to put in the reps. I'm going to do an interview that stinks. Then tomorrow I'm going to do an interview that kind of stinks. And then after 100, I'm going to kind of be okay. And after 1,000, I'll be okay. And then after 2,000, I might start figuring things out now. But I'll tell you what, in 5 years from now, I'm going to look back at where I'm at right now and be like, what was that dude doing? Because you just keep getting better as you put in the work. So that was my mentality, is I was going to get up every single day and get a little bit better at something that I wasn't good at. And that was podcasting. So I launched the first and only daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs back in 2012. As you and I are talking, as 2,230 episodes later. So I put in those reps. And from day one, Nate, I was the best daily podcaster who was interviewing entrepreneurs. I was the worst daily podcaster interviewing entrepreneurs. I was the only daily podcaster interviewing entrepreneurs. So if you're listening to this or watching this show right now, get it through your skull. Like, what is it that you can do in this world that you can be the best at, that you can be a champion? I wasn't going to out Larry King, Larry King. That dude's like 90 and still interviewing people. Yeah, no doubt. So I wasn't going to put myself in that category. So I found out where I could be a champion, and I was a champion from day one, and that was it.
Yeah, that's an incredible story. And it's, you know, because too many people go until it gets a little bit tough or hard, and then they stop or they quit. And I'm sure for you, it was just all roses and like you just went from where you were to where you are today and didn't have any issues, right?
Hey, there's no sarcasm in the Army. What are you doing?
Not at all. No, but yeah, obviously there were. Like, I talk about this a lot with all of the guests that we have. You know, that we all have these major points, turning points in our life where most would just go the same direction, right? They'd all go left, but the championship level leaders, they're willing to go right when everybody else is going the opposite direction. And because of that, you know, they win the championships. They have over 2,200 episodes over 7 year period. What is a moment in your time that has you where you are today, where you could have very easily, you know, been onto your third or fourth podcast doing something else?
I wouldn't say it was a moment. It was all of the moments. Yeah. And that's why it's so important to continue to get up and just do something, take action every single day. Because the hardest thing that anybody's going to ever get in this world is traction, is momentum. It is so hard to get that. It's like that huge boulder at the top of the hill that hasn't moved for 10,000 years. Like, that sucker's not moving. But you better believe if you get that nudge going and you're able to rock that thing off its crib and then it starts going down the hill, nothing can stop it, because that's what happens when you get momentum. That's what happens when you get traction. When I was actually starting to win as the daily podcaster who was interviewing every single buddy and I was being on the tips of everybody's tongues, then it was inevitable. Like, my rise was meteoric at that point, because that was on the tip of everybody's tongue. I was the keynote at all the conferences. I was creating all the courses on it. I was doing a daily podcast. I was that person. The momentum was unstoppable. Even if, you know, I didn't want it to keep going, like, it was going to go with or without me. There were articles in Forbes, Success, Inc., CNN, all being featured around what I was doing because I got that initial momentum. So if and when you're able to get that initial momentum, it is your job to hold on for dear life and do everything you can to keep adding to that domino effect. Because, man, once you get that, it's special, and you just need to ride that turkey.
Yeah, that's great. You know, like you said, once you get it started, it's kind of this unstoppable machine as long as you continue to keep that momentum going. Now, I know you've surrounded yourself with some other championship level leaders, especially that you've also had the opportunity to interview Gary Vaynerchuk, Tony Robbins, to just name a few. What is it? Is it important to you? Do you see the importance in surrounding yourself to continue to learn with other championship level leaders to continue to grow?
Listen, I end every single one of my podcast episodes with the words, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, and you're hanging out with Tony Robbins and JLD today. So keep up the heat, because when you're actively listening to a podcast, you're hanging out with those two people. Whoever's watching and listening, if they're actively listening to this right now or actively watching this, they're hanging out with us right now. And guess what? We're going to be two of the five people that you spend your most time with today, likely. And guess what? That's a pretty good start to your average. We've achieved significant levels of success. So there's a great start to your day. Now keep up the heat, because you are that average of the five people you spend the most time with. That's a Jim Rohn quote. It's timeless. It's epic. I end every one of my episodes that way because of its epicness. And so if you can just continue to look around the room and make sure that you're not the smartest person in that room, you are going to naturally be pulled upwards. There's a reason why all ships rise in a high tide, because man, when you start to see, dude, that person has a six pack and that person has a six pack and I'm sitting here with a beer gut and those are the three people you're hanging out with at the beach, you're going to stop being a fat, lazy bum. You just are. But if you are hanging out with two people who are fatter and lazier than you, you're going to go the other way. So stop hanging out with fat, lazy people. I mean, I'm telling you, like one of my best friends down here in Puerto Rico was 280 pounds not too long ago. And I wasn't like obnoxious with him, but I just like ribbed him a little bit and was like, dude, like, you know, congratulations on maybe living till 50, you know, yeah, and being fat the whole time. And guess what? He got into his head and now he's 212 pounds. I like saved that guy's life because I'm willing to put it in his face. And that's just an example. It's not always about weight or about health.
Yeah, of course.
It's about everything in life. Like if you go to the gym and you're working out with somebody that's outlifting you by 200 pounds, like you are going to migrate upwards. It's key. It needs to happen. That's why I have a virtual trainer who's always pushing me, because if I went down to my gym here in my house and I just did my own workout, I'd still be, you know, doing the same weights over and over again, thinking I was pushing myself. But I mean, that's the only person I'd be kidding is myself. You have to have accountability. It's key.
Yeah. And I love what you just said as far as, you know, you were willing to call out your friend as well, right? I think a real leader, a championship leader, they're willing to have those hard conversations or say the things that the other, no one else is willing to say, right? To take the stand, not just for themselves, for the team, for the company, whatever it is that they are leading.
Like, listen, a good accountability partner is going to be like I was with him. I like, here's a picture of yourself. This is what you want to look like. Yeah. And like, but doing that, let's say in the business sense, like, hey, if I asked you right now, and I'm not talking to you specifically, I'm just saying in general, but if I was to ask you right now, if I came to you and my life was in jeopardy and I said, you have to write me a check right now for all the money you have in the bank, what's that number? Like, is that number an exciting number? Like my number is millions and millions of dollars. Like that's the number that I could do in that situation. If your number is like $634 and you're like 45 years old, like you need to check yourself. Like, what have you been doing wrong? Like you need to have people around you who are having massive levels of success, because then you are going to be like, there's something not right with this bank account. There's something not right, you know, with me being 45 years old and being one missed paycheck away from being delinquent on life. Like that's a problem. But if you don't have people around you holding accountable, you're going to blink your eyes and you're in a whole heap of trouble.
Yeah. I know we're running up on time here, so I want to get, you know, what are one or two things that you could really leave this audience with? And again, my listeners, I believe, are to be the entrepreneurs, the business owners, the men and women that want to grow, that are not going to accept just being good in life and want to continue to get a little bit better every single day. So what are one or two things you could leave with them before we wrap this up?
I mean, listen, number one, you need to look in the mirror and you just say this phrase to yourself. I am not trying to become a person of success. I'm trying to become a person of value. Because believe me, I flipped that on its head for a long time. For 32 years, I was trying to become a person of success. After my time in the military, I went to law school because I thought that was the right path. Dropped out. It was not for me. Corporate finance, commercial real estate. I was chasing success because that's what I thought it was all about. But then when I flipped it on its head and asked myself, what kind of value was I adding to the world? Nothing, you know, like we won't go down the road of, you know, just the, anyways, all those careers. I mean, that's just no value. You're just detracting from this world. You're just like a leech, a slug. But what can you do instead on the flip side to actually add value to this world? When I flipped that on its head and started saying, I'm going to create free, valuable, consistent content in the form of a podcast, and I'm going to do it consistently in a meaningful way. And I'm going to be bad at first and then get slowly better and better and better as I progress. Let's launch a daily podcast. We'll call it Entrepreneurs on Fire. And now here we are 7 years later. I've just been giving value for 7 years. And guess what found me? Success. Success found me. Yeah. I wasn't chasing that success by not giving any value to the world.
It's beautiful. And you are a testament to that for sure. So thank you so much. What's what is a way that the listeners here can follow you and find you? I know you're not hard to find, so.
All the magic happens at eofire.com. On that website, I've got killer free courses for you. I'm talking free courses on podcasting, finding your big idea, masterminds, funnels, you name it. Some super short, but super valuable free courses, all free. So check them out, eofire.com. Of course, my podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, you can check it out just by searching John Lee Dumas. So thanks a lot for having me on today.
Thank you, man. I really, really do appreciate it. And thank you so much.
Have Take care, brother.
Yeah.
In 05 and 06, I deployed to Kuwait. I used to wait every day for them to say, nature going home. I missed my life, missed my wife. For 15 months, she was all alone. But when I got back, I felt out of control. Feeling entitled, I put my life on hold. I keep on drinking, so I'm sinking in a river of liquor. Me and my wife weren't alright, I didn't reconnect with it. I had a business, insurance agent, and rental properties. But is there something bigger than this? I know there's gotta be, so I invested in myself. I started seeing coaches. Life is a camera, I fixed the lens, and now I see in focus. Now my life's unrecognizable
from my life just a couple years ago.
17 plus years of marriage, it's never been better than this. And we got three kids, that's who I do it for. I'm called to be a leader. I'ma lead the way, cause I'm a firm believer. We can do anything we want. If I said it, then I meant it. I probably already did it. Consider it done. Consider it done. If you need some inspiration, you should play this.
Championship Leadership Podcast.